Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Redder. Hello, Daryl.
You guys seem to be having a lovely morning. Good morning.
I've had better. I've definitely had better. I was so upset.
So of the Browns. I was not so many, but
I was so mad this morning, Daryl, because they quit. They just quit on that football game, and I've been out assed before. They've been just beat by better football teams. They quit on that football game. Do you disagree?
No, I tweeted it last night. They looked like they couldn't wait to get on the plane and come home after taking their beating. That's twice in 5 weeks that I think they quit in a game. Four times in 5 weeks that they laid an egg, did not play well. I know they beat the Jets by 20, but they didn't play well in that game either. I would say four times in 5 weeks, I'd rather have the coach on the other sideline than Freddie Kitchens. Maybe he's not Sean McVay 2.0. Like, last night is the first time that I questioned whether or not Freddie Kitchens was a good hire for this football team.
Oh, okay. Hey, I expect that out of some of the callers, Daryl, not you. Go right on ahead with more, please.
Well, no, I mean, I understand that there's growing pains. I understand that, whatever, but I don't have time for your on-the-job training, Freddie. Sorry. I don't. This team's built to win today, not tomorrow, not 2 years down the road, not 3 years, 4 years, but they're built to win today. And Kyle Shanahan ran circles around him. Sean McVay outcoached him. Mike Vrabel embarrassed him in week one. At what point is it okay to start questioning whether or not Freddie Kitchens is the guy for this team? Because he's not helping this team win football games. And the coaching has not been very good in the first 5 weeks. I'm sorry. It's not.
All right, Daryl, I want to ask you something because we talked about something like leadership. I know that's hard to pinpoint. There's no stat that talks about leadership. But we know that on this team, they got a lot of young guys and a lot of guys that have not won really anything in their NFL career. And they've got a rookie head coach. So where do they find that leadership, or is it just not going to happen this year with this team?
Well, leadership's an organic thing. You just can't walk into a locker room and say, that guy's a leader, that guy's a leader, that guy's a leader. Naturally, you want your quarterback to be one of your leaders, okay? And I still think Baker Mayfield has those intangibles. He just can't be running for his life every snap like we seem to be seeing here in the first 5 weeks of the season. It's not something you can force, okay? It has to kind of happen organically. And, maybe that's what we're seeing with the Browns right now. Maybe that's what we're seeing with Freddie Kitchens right now. This has to kind of take some time for all these pieces and parts to kind of come together. But it's frustrating when I look at the talent level on this team, which I would argue rivals any team that this franchise has fielded in the last three decades, and they go out there and get beat on national television by 28 points, and they should have gotten beaten even worse if Robbie Gould made a few more kicks.
Would Baker be better with a veteran coach?
I think so. Right now, and I completely admit that's a snap judgment. But again, last night after that game, it was the first time that I questioned the hiring of Freddie Kitchens. And we're 5 weeks into this thing. There's a lot of season left. They got a lot of cupcakes on the schedule down the stretch. But when I look at the goal for this team is to be a playoff team this year.
Well, Daryl, real quick, that's what I'm most worried about. Like, I think they can be a playoff team, and you're right, that's the goal. But for the overall health of the franchise, like, you've seen it before with other quarterbacks. Like, a quarterback can be beaten down so much he never gets it back.
Yep.
So they need to worry about that overall.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100%, Ken. Baker Mayfield is the priority here. He is the franchise, okay? He's the reason why you went through the pain of 1-31 and 4-44. So doing whatever you can to put him in a position to be successful is of paramount importance. And to a degree, I think John Dorsey's done that. I mean, they went out and got Odell Beckham Jr., who I guess now is like in the midst of the worst three-game stretch of his career or something I saw somewhere this morning. So, you know, the stars are not playing like stars. You know, Myles Garrett, he had a sack last night. He's got 7 on the season, but he's no Nick Bosa. He's no Aaron Donald. I know he wants to be player of the year, defensive player of the year, whatever. He don't look like it. He really doesn't. I mean, he's up and down. Sometimes he's dominant, sometimes he's not. Like, those guys are like, that's how you – Myles Garrett can learn something from last night's game. Nick Bosa took that game over. And, that was just an incredible performance to watch. The stars have to play like stars. There's no question. Baker Mayfield has to elevate his play. He's completing 55% of his passes this year. That is a significant drop from what we've seen in the second half of last season. Almost 15-point drop, okay? So, John Dorsey felt he was dealing from a position of strength by trading Zeitler to the Giants for Olivier Vernon. Well, Olivier Vernon right now is not exactly stuffing the stat sheet either. The bottom line, players got to start playing like the stars that we believe that they are.
Yeah, all right. Our Browns beat reporter joined us on the hotline on obviously a very sobering day for Browns fans everywhere. I did get a tweet about Antonio Callaway from DP. Says, I thought it was an overreaction to talk about cutting Antonio Callaway after last night, but I remember Jimmy Johnson doing that after one game in a regular season before to send a message. Do you think there's any chance of something like that going down with the Browns, with Antonio Callaway?
Bad coaching. I don't know what possessed Freddie Kitchens to put that guy on the field that much in the first half and have him be that integral into the game plan. Not only was he coming off 4-game suspension because of poor decisions that he made, but he had missed 3 to 4 weeks in training camp with a high ankle sprain. So why on earth would you play him that much in that game? You didn't need Antonio Callaway last night. Like, the fate of the Cleveland Browns, this isn't Josh Gordon, okay? It's not like they don't have any other receivers on this team. The fate of the Browns did not depend on whether or not Antonio Callaway played last night and how many touches Antonio Callaway got. I am befuddled. And I ripped Freddie last night on Twitter. That was a dumb coaching move on his part. And again, it's on the coaches to put players in a position to succeed. He didn't put Antonio Callaway in a position to succeed, and he certainly didn't put his football team in a position to succeed by putting him on the field last night.
All right, Daryl, obviously strong words, but what do you think about the fact that obviously it's a very young team, and twice now we've seen them get knocked in the mouth and just give up? We saw it in the Tennessee game, and we saw it last night, and this was on national television. What is it about the fragile psyche of this team? Where does that come from?
Well, I mean, you got a lot of big personalities here, and, you know, a lot of guys that did a lot of interviews and a lot of talking in the offseason, all positive stuff. I don't have any problem with, you know, what transpired in the offseason. But at some point you got to back it up. You know, Freddie Kitchens wanted to know what a bullseye was in training camp. Well, guess what, Freddie? You're finding out right now, aren't you?
Daryl Ryder joining us with some very strong words. So how do you pick up the pieces and head to Seattle, or head home to play Seattle?
Good question. This team seems to thrive off of, the negativity. I can't imagine anyone's going to be telling them they're any good this week. And Baker Mayfield loves that, so maybe they can take all this negative energy that comes off a loss like that, and they're able to kind of channel it. But yeah, I've watched 3 of Seattle's games this week, and they're as good, if not a little better, than the San Francisco 49ers. And the Browns better come ready to play Sunday, or you're going to see a repeat of what you saw last night. Another mistake that I think Freddie made was, I was always of the belief when you go west, that you go a day early so that you give your guys an opportunity to acclimate, you do a walkthrough or something just to kind of get the bodies going here a little bit. The Browns didn't travel till Sunday afternoon. And I'm not saying that that's an excuse or why they got the doors blown off, but again, it's a little thing that I think kind of factors in there a little bit. Especially when you play, Monday night. How many times, Ken, have we seen over the years, the Browns leave on Friday to go to a West Coast game?
I thought the same thing.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So, I'm not making excuses, and I'm not saying that's why what happened last night happened, but it is, I think, a little bit of a factor because they look like they just woke up off the plane there in the first quarter.
All right, Darryl, one last note. Do you even care at all about this new mini controversy? It seems like the Browns have one every week. You're going to be hearing about it nationally, I'm sure, today. But the Richard Sherman non-handshake before the game, is that why the Browns lost, really, Darryl?
No, it's not why the Browns lost. But again, I go back to my bullseye comment, and I know it came off as snide and mean-spirited or whatever, but it's the truth. The Browns are a marked team now. They're going to get everybody's best shot like the Chiefs get, like the Patriots get, because of the star power that they have, because of all the magazine covers and feature articles and feature interviews and stuff. And again, I'm not saying that's negative stuff. I mean, it's great for the first time in years that the Browns are this relevant, but the players got to go out on the field and they got to back it up. You know what I mean? Like they got to get it done on the field. That's where it matters the most. And, Baker Mayfield's off to a real disappointing start. This team is off to a disappointing start. They've played one complete football game in 5 weeks. And if I'm going to get one complete game every 5 weeks from this team, it's going to be a long season. I don't care who they're playing. So they're going to have to weather the storm the next 3 weeks with Seattle, followed by New England. Then the schedule gets a little more kind. But if they lose the next two and they're 2-5 going to Denver, I think they risk digging a hole that I'm not confident that they're going to be able to dig out of to get to the playoffs.
Darryl, thank you very much for the hot commentary.
You got it, guys.
The dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, very dangerous today on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.